Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. This is Grego. I'm your host this morning. You can normally hear me Monday through Friday on 95.7 The Spot, KKHH. Tune it in. You're going to love it. Now, this morning I'm with Angelina Saucedo from the Houston Humane Society, and we are going to talk about the Clear the Shelters event that's coming up on August 23rd. Good morning, Angelina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so excited to have you here because I am a huge animal lover, like we all are here at the SPOT in Odyssey, Houston. Tell everybody listening, what is the Clear the Shelters event and how did that get started?
Sure. So we're actually in our 11th year of the Clear the Shelters event. This is an annual event that happens during the summertime, which is intentional. That's the busiest time for all of the shelters and rescues all over the nation. So we all get together and host this Clear the Shelters event. And the intention of this event is to clear the shelters.
Yes, because you're housing how many animals right now at the Humane Society?
Woo! So currently, we are at our highest volume. We have 557 animals in our care. I know that's the most we've ever had. You know, we've had recent disasters happen around the area, specifically with the Hill Country. So we have been able to take in additional animals from that. And continuing to take animals from our immediate community. So we are facing, you know, overcapacity, right? We're over capacity right now. So this event comes at a very timely time.
You're at about almost 600 animals knocking on the door. You'd prefer to be somewhere around how many?
So our capacity for care and space allows us to be anywhere from 300 to 350 animals. Now that's saying, you know, every animal will have their own room right now because we are over capacity, well over 500 plus animals. We've had to get creative. So reaching out to our community, number one, allowing people to step up and foster. So just providing a temporary home has been critical in allowing us to have this many animals in our care. So about 221 animals are in foster.
Hey.
So that means Houstonians have stepped up and opened their homes to loving animals just to have that time to decompress.
Out of 221 fosters, how many of those animals wind up staying with that foster?
Ooh.
How's that question?
So you're talking about foster fails. I like to call them successes, success stories or happy tales. But
see what she did there? Tails.
Not so many, actually. So our foster base is a really strong network of folks that are incredible individuals that have learned that fostering their animal and allowing that animal to be placed in another home allows them to continue fostering. It's really sweet. You'll hear stories of foster families who have fostered for years. You know, their mom's fostered. The kids are starting to foster as they get older. They're keeping it in the family, and it's so neat where they've developed even their pets have become foster brothers or foster sisters. And we've had foster dogs that go into home where they now have inherited a foster cat sibling.
Nice. Cats and dogs getting along.
Yes. Yes. We love to see that. And it also just makes for a good story, and it allows us to learn more about the animals in our care. Who otherwise we would know, you know, very little if they're in the shelter. So the dogs that we know get along with cats and vice versa.
It's the 11th annual Clear the Shelters campaign at the Houston Humane Society. The date is Saturday, August 23rd, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And for those that don't know, the Humane Society here in H-Town is at 14,700 Almeda Road. You could look it up and find out more with the directions. You could map it. Now, Angelina, tell us a little more about the event that day. What can we expect to see? Who do you have coming to help?
Yes. So that day you can expect free adoption. So we are waiving the adoption fee for cats, dogs, kittens, and puppies, which we rarely offer that kind of special, but because, you know, we are over capacity, we're trying to find all of these animals' homes. And each adopter will receive a goodie bag. We've had several vendors and local businesses in the area support, such as Mega 101, you guys are supporting.
Hey-o.
Yes, we have Lorena Macarena with a pop-up. She's going to be there bringing the party. And the vibes. And then we have St. Arnold also providing free drinks. So free beer.
Nice.
Can't argue with that. Free beer, free dogs, free cats. And then we'll have in the goodie bags just amazing swag provided by local vendors like Jackson's Place, Robin KR, Big Texas Feed, Patitas Patitas Artisanals, which is a really cute local boutique that has fun knickknacks for your pets, the Golden Leash, and then Blackwater Canine. So those are our local businesses that really have supported our big event that's happening on August 23rd.
I had an idea for an invention. Perhaps it's already been done. What do you think about dog panties? Like dog panties?
So yes.
That you don't have to, you know, see them on display at all. But, you know, you make it something cute and nice. I looked it up. I see a lot of doggy diapers, but I don't see dog panties. Is that something do you think would work?
I think it would work. And I also think it could help the animals who are a little bit stressed. I'm sure you've seen the thunder shirts. This could also be, you know, kind of similar where it provides just that support and immediate relief for an animal that has high anxiety.
You know, and with so many animals at the Houston Humane Society that are going to be up for adoption on August 23rd at the Clear the Shelters event, I must tell you, if you're in the market for a pet, out of almost 600 animals that they have, your dog or your cat is there. All you have to do is make the connection. Now, Angelina Saucedo from the Houston Humane Society, do you have any advice for first-time adopters that are coming with an open mind to perhaps add another family member to their house? What should they be looking for?
Sure. So, yes, we absolutely have pets that fit any lifestyle. We want to make sure we're matching you with a pet that meets your needs, but also your lifestyle, your routine. So if you have children, you know, making sure that you're adopting a pet that's comfortable around kids. We host an annual summer camp. So we have identified the dogs and cats that are 100% friendly with all ages. Which is wonderful. Those have signs on their kennels that will let you know I am good with kids. Likewise, if you have pets in your home, we know every animal has a different personality and personalities may not, you know, get along. So what we do is we encourage folks who have pets at home to bring them in for a meet and greet. We're blessed to have a beautiful facility where we're able to have meet and greets in outdoor spaces where, you know, there's not many distractions, and we allow the animals to slowly introduce themselves and get to know each other and see if it's a good match.
A lot of the time, the animals will pick their owner, won't they?
Yes, I truly believe that is something that happens when you visit the shelter. You're visiting with the various dogs and cats and bunnies. We have bunnies. There's been folks that have shared stories like, this animal has just connected with me on a different level. We've had families come in who have lost their companions. They come in thinking they want a small dog. They walk outside in our cabanas with the larger dogs, and they come and say, you know, I connected with this dog, and this is the one that I think has chosen me.
Yeah, I think you should reach out also to, I'm going to give you inside baseball here. Reach out to Jesse Watt at Mix 96.5. She had a lovely German Shepherd. She and her husband, they had it for a while, and then it was 13, and, you know, things happen. It's really the worst part of pet ownership, when you have to say goodbye to your best friend. It breaks your heart. But she is recovering, and she is going to be looking for her next best friend. So maybe you could help in the process with all these animals.
Now, definitely follow her socials, so I have seen that. And then I think on the flip side of that, because animals have a shorter lifespan than humans normally do, it's important that we make that time special for these animals. And although, you know, we try our best to provide enrichment and give the proper care to our animals, the best thing is for them to be in a home loved.
That's right. That really treats the animal like a member of the family. I don't understand people that don't see that animals are unique souls in and of themselves. They have unique personalities, dispositions, and when you mind meld or bond with your animal, there's nothing better. And that dog will be loyal to you until the end. And the dogs, you know, they don't ask for much. Yes, you got to feed them. You got to give them a little exercise. But you know what they really want is a schedule. They like a schedule. They like to get up and know how their day is going to go. They like to know when structured playtime is going to happen. Their inner body clocks are incredible, and they're never late.
Yes. Actually read something the other day that the one thing you can count on is your pet. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But so true. And pets are also resilient. So I did want to share about one of our adoptables, Lightning McQueen. We all know that's one of the Cars character who's super resilient in the movie, a movie star, main character vibes.
Right.
So Lightning McQueen is actually one of our adoptables. Who is available for adoption. He's been in the shelter for 74 days now, which is a long time when you think about a dog waiting for their family. But on top of that, Lightning McQueen has a disability. So he is blind, 100% blind. Now, his story started when he was found by someone. A Houstonian found him on the side of the road with a severe injury to both of his eyes.
Oh.
Yes. So what we're suspecting is that he was either hit by a car, or I hate to think about, you know, anyone injuring him or being abusive to Lightning McQueen and causing these injuries. But unfortunately, we have seen cases like that. But he arrived at our shelter, and with the severe eye injuries, unfortunately, the best option for our medical team, they decided to remove the eyes. So, you know, he does look a little different, than other dogs, but that's what makes him unique. And something about him that I really wanted to share is, you know, through all of this trauma, he still remains very loving, despite him not having sight. He has a great nose for treats for people. He does sniff out when people are passing by his kennel. He plays well with other dogs. He's great with kids. So that's just, you know, a great example of how a dog who just experiences
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The nastiest things in the world, yeah. And can come out of it and still remain so loving and loyal.
Yes. You know, you mentioned resilience, and that is what dogs are above all. They are survivors. And even without eyes, I know a dog will trust his or her nose before he'll trust his eyes, right?
Yes. So they're animals that communicate first with their nose, which is why, you know, enrichment is so important. So games like snuffle mats where they're sniffing out treats, they're natural hunters, right?
Yeah.
So anytime they're communicating, that's why you see dogs usually jump up or have their head tilted up because they're communicating with their nose first.
Love it. I do love it. And then, you know, you can teach your dog hand signals. I've taught my dog, Stella, when I point to the ears, she knows we're listening. When I point to the nose and I start, because I have like a kind of a dog nose, you know, this is up sweep. Yeah.
I see that.
We're with Angelina Saucedo of Houston Humane Society talking about the Clear the Shelters event on August 23rd. And we will be right back with more. Good morning and welcome back to Eye on Houston. It's Grego and I'm with Angelina Saucedo of Houston Humane Society talking about the Clear the Shelters national event coming up on August 23rd. Good morning to all of the animal lovers. I know we've kind of sucked you in here with all this good dog talk with Angelina Saucedo. She is from the Houston Humane Society, and we are talking about the big 11th annual Clear the Shelters campaign. It's 11 until 3 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd at the Houston Humane Society, which is 14700 Alameda Road in H-Town, and you could map it. Now, are all the adoption fees waived that day?
Yes. So all of the animals' fees are waived on that one day. So this is a time to adopt. If you've been waiting, you know, please come out and see all the animals that we have available. The 200 animals that we have in foster, some of them will be at the shelter. We know so much about those dogs, right? Because they've been in a home. So the fosters, it's really funny. They'll come out with their folders with information printed about those animals. They can tell you the routine of those animals. And like you said, dogs are very routine based. So the feeding time down to what they're eating to how much they're eating. Now's the time to come out and adopt. And I want to note, you know, I understand that there are people who already have maybe a house full of animals. So if you can't adopt, consider maybe fostering or volunteering. Volunteering right now is super critical when we have this many animals in our shelter. If we want to talk about the care that goes into all of the animals, that does include, you know, walking the dogs, making sure they have potty breaks. Some of the animals, if not all animals that come to the shelter, have been someone's pet. What does that mean? They've belonged to a family, so they had routines that they were used to. So some of the dogs are potty trained, and they will not use the restroom in their kennel, which we can respect, you know.
Don't blank where you blank.
Exactly. So having these volunteers come in at various times of the day is super important in allowing that animal time to relieve themselves, stretch their legs. We have lots of high energy breeds that, yeah, you know, they want to play, they want to learn. I'm a big believer that old dogs learn new tricks. So the more that we can have volunteers come out and provide that enrichment and social socialization, the higher the chance of being adopted. Yeah.
Will,
the dogs.
Will you have some older senior dogs that are there for adoption as well?
Yes, yes. So there is a dog in foster. Nana is actually her name. She's an older pity girl. She is 9 years old. So yes, she gets around on a wagon. Her fosters love her where they plop her up on a wagon. She's probably about 60, 70 pounds. So she's a thick girl.
She's a chunk. She likes
she's
to eat.
She's a chunky girl. She has a routine for feedings that are pretty regular. But yeah, she's just one of the animals that is a senior girl, right? And those are the animals that come in also with a routine. They know what they want. They're super independent usually. If your lifestyle is, you know, very just go, go, go all the time, adding an animal that's a little bit lower maintenance might be the best fit. Or if you're working from home and you want a dog that's just going to lay on the sofa and relax and not, you know, constant, have a constant attention. Need for attention.
Yes.
Thank you. Then a senior dog is probably, again, a best fit for your lifestyle.
In a way, I don't want to minimize the importance of it, but it's like going to a car dealer and figuring out what car is best for your needs, you know, and mm-hmm. you'll find these animals. And with, you know, nearly 600 animals at the shelter, they're overcrowded. They like to be around 350. They're at almost 600. That means a lot of food. And so, for people that are listening this morning and perhaps can't find it in, within themselves to have another animal at the house, can they make a donation so that the Houston Humane Society can continue doing the great work that you do?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a lot of things that go into caring for that many animals. Food is the number one need that we have at the shelter. Treats is also a priority right now. So we accept donations through various different ways. So you can donate through Amazon and ship it to the shelter. You can walk into the shelter and drop it off. We're open 7 days a week. So trying to make it convenient for people to come by. And you can also donate monetary donations via our website, HoustonHumane.org. We are just at a time where any kind of donation really makes a difference. We also provide vaccines and spay neuter for all of the adoptables that we have available. So that's medical care that is provided to all of these animals. They need their vaccines. We make sure that they're spayed and neutered, so we don't. We are kind of being preventative in the homeless population. So having all of these animals leave fixed, we hope will have some kind of dent in the homeless population that we currently are facing here in Houston.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Nick Cannon somehow. He needs to be fixed. He keeps breeding. I'm sorry. It's like that's my version of squirrel. I'm off the rails here.
I think you're onto something. That sounds like a great neuter promote, like a name for a neuter campaign.
You guys need to reach out.
I will. I'm writing this down right now.
How many dogs, in your estimation, would be a good number of dogs to see go home with families on August 23rd at this Clear the Shelter event?
Ooh, can I say 500?
Yeah, right? That would be wonderful.
You know, realistically, we know that not everyone can adopt. We understand the commitment, number one. We want to make sure everyone understands the commitment. So whether you're adopting a puppy or an adult dog or a kitten or an adult cat, please understand that this is a living being and there are so many things that go into caring for the animal at home. So you know, things like vet care. We do have a full service animal clinic that is available to the public. That's low cost. So we do try to do our part for the community, but we've seen just an enormous amount of need in the community for support to keep pets in homes. That's been our new initiative this year. But, you know, we're hoping that people who can adopt come out and like I said, Clear the Shelters is a nationwide initiative. So if you're listening, you know, and you're not in Houston, please visit your local shelter and choose adoption. All of the, there's so many animals that come from different backgrounds, and the likelihood that you will find an animal that fits your lifestyles, is pretty much guaranteed, I would say. But we're hoping that we're going to adopt anywhere from 50 to 100 animals. 100 is my stretch goal here. There's some favorites that I have personally that I just want to see, you know, go home, specifically Boom. So Boom has been in the shelter for over 100 days now. He's a 2-year-old adult pit bull terrier mix. You know, he came into the shelter as a puppy. He was adopted as a puppy and sadly returned due to the family moving away.
Oh.
Which, you know, we can go back and forth, and I'm just happy that they decided to bring Boom back to the shelter and not, you know, dumping Boom at, you know, on the side of the road. Well, so
there are times when it doesn't work. I tried to adopt another dog for my dog, Stella, to live at our house. And I brought this pity mix home, and she wasn't having it. As soon as he showed up, it was almost like, to her, he was going to be her play toy, which meant biting on him and giving him a hard time. And it just, she just wouldn't relent.
What kind of dog is Stella?
Stella is a Chow Box Pit Mation.
She's dominant.
She is so dominant, but so smart. And I wanted to go back to that because you've heard us mention a couple of times pity mixes and pit bull terriers and that. Listen, it's the owner, it's not the dog. And I will say this, and maybe Angelina, you would agree. These pit bulls or pit bull mix animals, they are so smart. They are thinkers. You could look into their eyes and they're on top of it. I mean, I would have a pit bull any day. I mean,
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They are that good of an animal, especially in a mix.
Yes, so I am actually an owner of a pit bull, so I can say that they are very manipulative. So whatever they want, they will get. My doggy Clutch is a mastermind. He owns the household without, you know, you even knowing it.
You bet.
So I absolutely agree that it's the owner, kind of like parenting, right? Your child is going, you instill the good manners, you instill the good behaviors. And so with an animal, it's very similar. I like to think that the dogs and animal, or all animals, are a reflection of their owner. So
that's right.
There's no such thing as a bad dog.
I agree.
But
with
a
that.
Bad owner.
Yeah. Or a bad parent. They're out there. And for parents that have had children, and now those children, I have one, my oldest daughter, she's out playing house with her hopefully soon to be husband. I don't know. They're not engaged yet. But for those of you out there that are playing house, this is a perfect opportunity to see if you can handle what comes after marriage, which is children. It's a great way to start sharing responsibility between a couple handling and dealing with an animal, because much of the concerns are the same with what you don't do with your kid. You're going to leave your kid for the evening. They got to have a babysitter, or perhaps you set them up with the TV. I like to put cartoons on,
dog TV, cat TV.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a very interesting point. You know, animals could be a good shared responsibility, and you will learn a lot about your partner, even in their love languages.
You know, I like you, Angelina. You know why? Because you pay attention to me. You listen.
I've worked on that, and I think it helps because animals don't talk, so I have to learn how to be very observant in behaviors, mannerisms, and making eye contact too.
Any final tips for someone who's thinking about adopting but is still maybe unsure?
Yes, visit the shelter. Come out to the shelter. We welcome anyone that just wants to browse around. There's no pushy salesman there trying to send you home with the animal. But I think the more that you can learn about the animals that we do have at the shelter, the more that I think you will have an open mind about adopting. And like I said before, there's so many ways to get involved: volunteering, fostering. We will work with you. We just want to be a resource for the community. And the only way to do that is with your support.
And also, just making a cash donation to these folks at the Houston Humane Society. And there are other, Houston Bark, you know, another place.
Yes, the local shelters.
The shelters, they need donations and money so that they can provide all of the services and food and
medical care, housing, the roof over the animals. So we are also blessed to have air conditioned cabanas. We got to pay that bill. So we are a nonprofit and we're solely funded by our donations. Clear the Shelters also has a fundraising component. So there's matches going on, which is awesome because they have corporate sponsors. So I can tell you the dates if people can save those dates. It's August 7th. So that may or may not have passed. August 14th and August 21st. But those are great opportunities where your donation is doubled.
And they can find that information out at?
Yes. All of the fundraising information for Clear the Shelters is on our website at HoustonHumane.org.
Clear the Shelters, Saturday, August 23rd, 11 to 3, at the Houston Humane Society. Help shelter pets become adopted pets. And there's going to be prizes there from local vendors and free beer. From St. Arnold's.
Yeah.
Well, Angelina Saucedo, this has been great. It's been a real joy chatting with you. And I can tell you are a dog lover to the core.
And cats. I love cats too. And people. I do love people.
Really?
I think that's important working in this industry. We have expanded our services to help people and pets. And without pets, there's no, you know, you need people.
You do. You do. And you're right. Let's not down cats. I have a cat. I had a cat that I was gifted in 1989. Miss Kitty.
Love that name. We've had several Miss Kitties in the shelter.
I thought it was unique at the time. But she was born in the Heights and was found in a box with her siblings. And went to the shelter and somebody decided, well, it was an old producer, decided that I needed a cat. And so she gave it to me. And I'm grateful because this was an awesome cats. They have their own personalities and their own thing. And thank goodness over the years, cat boxes have gotten less messy and easy to handle.
There's robots now for litter.
Gotta have a robot. Angelina Saucedo. The Houston Humane Society Clear the Shelters event. You need more information, go to HoustonHumaneSociety.org. No?
HoustonHumane.org.
HoustonHumane.org. I got it. Thanks for being here. This is Ion Houston.